Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Andy Furman coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Andy, of course, filling in for Mr. Chris Broussard, who Andy, because of the pandemic, wasn't able to see his daughter graduate from Michigan, so I think they're having a ceremony for those students who lost out on it. And I think that's a good thing, don't
that's
you?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Congratulations to Chris.
Yeah, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Right.
And, you know, you hate to do that. You send your kid away, and that's the parents' day, am I right? Graduation.
No doubt. No doubt about that. You know, and you think about all these guys that work around the clock, like sports writers, broadcasters, guys that do baseball games, that miss all those days, anniversaries, birthdays,
yep,
graduations. I once talked to Marty Brenneman. You know Marty, retired recently.
Sure.
Hall of Famer.
The Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Yes. He told me, he says, the only thing he regrets, the fact that he missed all those days when he was broadcasting. You know, the graduations, the birthday parties, all that stuff. And now he's taking it all in now. He's traveling all over the place.
Well, great for Marty, and I'm glad he wasn't one of those guys. At some point, you know, Andy, you got to let go and just say, you know, let somebody else have a chance at doing it and live your life. He had a great career. He's in the Hall of Fame. There's nothing else to prove. You know, I loved it out here in Los Angeles when Vin Scully decided to retire rather than, you know, dying in the booth. Like you don't have to do that.
But there are guys that are old that still could handle it, and they're not embarrassing themselves. I watched a little bit of that Reds-Milwaukee game today. Bob Uecker's still doing the home games for the Brewers. He's like 87, and there was a tremendous story yesterday in the Wall Street Journal.
That.
UB Brown, 88, still doing games.
But I do believe that there comes a time when you can step aside and let other people take a chance. I'm not knocking them. Everybody's different, and maybe without it, they don't feel like they have a life or a purpose, but I just think there comes a time when you should be able to move on from it. So, but anyway, so Chris will be out again tomorrow. Martin Weiss will be filling in his stead. But great to have Andy Furman and a couple people saying, you guys sound great together and whatnot. And we're friends, and I've known Andy for a long time. And as I told you, I worked in Cincinnati, and when I got there, it was great. It was great. I loved every minute of it. I was not looking to leave. And, of course, I got that job in Detroit as a columnist. That's the only reason why I left, Andy. You know that, right? I mean, I got a columnist.
And you were the first African-American columnist in Detroit.
Yeah, at the Free Press. Is that amazing? And to cover the Cincinnati Reds.
Right. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Free Press now is down to like 6 days a week, isn't it? I know the Cincinnati Inquirer is. They don't publish on Saturday.
Crazy. I know. That's where we are.
I know.
Unbelievable. All right. Speaking of crazy and the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
They're feeling good. They're up 2-0, right? They feel like last year, you know, they should have won the championship. They were up 2-0 against Milwaukee and then lost 4 in a row. And now they say they're on a revenge tour, you know, that they're going to make it right, that they got robbed a year ago, and that they're going to take matters into their own hands, and they're going to go get what rightfully should have been theirs a year ago. And you know what I say?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Fugazi last year. They had an easy road. Everybody was hurt last year when they made that trek through the Western Conference. Do you remember, Andy?
Anthony Davis was hurt for
the Lakers. Jamal Murray was hurt for Denver. Kawhi Leonard was hurt for the Clippers.
I just don't think it's fair to put all the blame on the Phoenix Suns, because I think it's just Devin Booker who basically has said that. I don't think the entire team has said that. It's a statement out of Devin Booker's mouth.
But it's ridiculous. What revenge tour? That they were up. They choked. Did they choke last year? They were up 2-0 to Milwaukee and never won another game.
Right. Look, they just collapsed and it happens, but I think they'd be better off keeping their mouths shut. And I don't know why coaches don't go to these players and say, look, you know, every time they open the pie hole, there could be some damage here. To the little damage control, please. And I don't see it. I see basically athletes, it's looser and looser. I get it. The social media platforms create that. But when you're talking to media people after games, in the post-game news conferences, you got to watch what you say. And I don't know why coaches don't have that control anymore unless they're afraid. Unless they're afraid to do that. I don't get it. I really don't. Or maybe a PR guy from the ball club. Say, look, guys, you know, hold it back a little bit. Think before you talk. It doesn't, I mean, it's great for us. It gives us fodder. There's no doubt about that. But it's just stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't. And I don't understand why in the world you would just do that. And, you know, Devin Booker was hurt earlier in the playoffs. He's, you know, you hope that they stay healthy because they did get breaks last year. Nobody wanted to believe that it was Fugazi, but just think about this. If the Clippers had Kawhi Leonard, they might not even gotten to the finals. I mean, for real. And you remember the Lakers were up 2-1 in that series when Anthony Davis went down and that was over. And Jamal Murray's a big part of that Denver Nuggets team. They had an easy path. They went up 2-0. They won their two games at home, right? Everybody thought, oh, this is it. Coronation. Everybody was talking about Chris Paul and how he's a top five guard of all time. And they also said Devin Booker's the next Kobe Bryant. And then Giannis said, no way, no how, and turned into Superman and played great. And if you remember, Andy, in that sixth game, he also not only won and had a big game, but he knocked down all those free throws. That was his bugaboo. Yes. You remember? Yes. He wasn't a good exactly free throw
right.
shooter.
Right.
And he made like 16 out of 18 or 17 out of 19. Some incredible number. And Milwaukee won a championship. So I don't know what revenge tour they're talking about.
Yeah, the term revenge tour is out of place. I could see that, you know, we want to galvanize ourselves and we want to play hard, we want to win it, but to use the term revenge tour is ridiculous. Look, they finished the season, 64-18, which is the best in the league, and I think there's something like 52-0 on the season if they're leading at the three quarters, which I don't know what that stat means. It's impressive, but it doesn't mean anything because you play four quarters in the NBA, not three. But here's the deal. I still don't think they're going to win. So what are they going to call it next year? Revenge Tour 2? They're not going to win it. I don't think they have the personnel to win it. I really don't.
I'm not even sure that they're coming out of the West. Are you sure that the younger Memphis might not have some? I'm not saying they're going to win the championship, but maybe it's Memphis that comes out of the West. I like Memphis.
Exactly right.
I like what they're doing.
Memphis, the Memphis, Golden State, Boston, Milwaukee series, those are the two best series going right now. They really are. I love them. I mean, you know, when you talk about must-see TV, I just think it's terrible that they have so many days in between these games. The last game was Tuesday, now I got to wait till Saturday? There's something wrong there. I know it's for TV. I get it. I really do. But come on. Tuesday to Saturday? That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, especially for basketball, right? That just doesn't make any sense why, but they want the games for the weekend, which is crazy. They should play every other night, no matter what night it falls on.
They won the games for the weekend, but last Saturday there were no NBA games. There was no games at all last Saturday.
Because they were loading up for Sunday, right?
I mean, perhaps. I don't know how this
But I'm with
works.
You. I just think it should be every other day. Like that's what we should be having. The Phoenix Suns, I just wonder where people are on them. Some people, I know Chris picked them to win the championship. When Devin
really?
Booker got hurt,
he
was not feeling as confident, but obviously he's come back. And as long as he stays healthy, they're going to be in that running to at least have a shot to get there. But I don't know. I'm not convinced that they're winning a championship. And it could, depending on what happens, and obviously Milwaukee split in Boston, which was good, right? I mean, you split, you go home. And you have two home games, a chance to go up 3-1 if you can win both back. Could Milwaukee, Andy, win another one? I mean, Middleton's out.
You know, it's funny because you look at that Milwaukee team and you say Boston, I mentioned this earlier, I thought Boston was going to struggle with Brooklyn. You know, with Kyrie Irving, with KD, it didn't happen. But to me, Giannis has more of a presence than KD. He has his body there. He's a bull. He throws his body around and he's tough. He's tougher than KD. KD would rather take a shot at the top of the key. Giannis goes inside. And that's the key right there. But the other night, what Giannis had something like 28-9-7. So even though Chris Middleton's not playing for Milwaukee, Giannis has picked up the slack where I don't think KD did. He wasn't taking any shots, if you remember, against Boston. He didn't take any shots. I don't understand the
we
mindset
talked about
with
that.
Kevin Durant. I don't get it.
As good as he is and as efficient, and when you don't take shots and you're that player, your team's not going to win. There's no way that you can take 11 shots or 10 shots, you know, in an NBA game. That should be the first quarter or the first half. You should have 25 shots in a game. It is surprising where it is. But the Phoenix Suns, I am not a believer. I'm still trying to figure out if last year was real or Fugazi, and I'm still leaning towards Fugazi, and I'll believe it when I see it.
But in your heart of hearts, I mean, don't you have a feeling that you'd like to see Chris Paul win a ring? I mean, as a fan, wouldn't you like to see him go out on top?
I'm not in that camp. If it happens, it's great, but yeah, I mean, I know he's been on a lot of teams. He's had opportunities.
Sure,
he's played with a lot of great players, too. And after a while, you look at it. I mean, everybody thought it was going to happen last year, and it didn't happen. I mean, would it be a great story if he does? Yes. But am I rooting against him? No. Am I rooting for him? No.
Right. If it happens, it happens. But it would be a great story. You're right. I'd like to see it happen because I think that Giannis, there's going to be more championships down the road if he doesn't win it this year. Steph Curry, he's been there, done that. You know, there's really not a great story. I look at the Boston Celtics, and what surprises me is that they don't cry when a guy goes down. Marcus Smart didn't play. I thought that was going to be a big hole in their lineup. This kid, Grant Williams, went to Tennessee. He comes off the bench, shoots 7-for-14, puts in 21 points. Grant Williams? I mean, come on. These players are coming out of nowhere for Boston and really, you know, and really and truly, it's amazing to me what this Boston Celtics club has done with this rookie coach.
No doubt. All right. 877-99-ON-FOX is the telephone number. And given how fugazi their path to the finals was last year, should the Phoenix Suns be allowed to refer this playoff run as a revenge tour? We want to hear from you. What revenge? I'm not so sure what they're talking about. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple with Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard and Rob Parker right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a TV theme song Thursday. That's right here on The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. And Andy,
yes,
AutoZone has your free services that you need to help you get back on the road. Like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got quicker. That's right. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. And we're talking about the Phoenix Suns. A lot of people had them. They had a great regular season. They went to the finals last year, Andy. Everybody just assumed they're going to make another run. It's going to be a repeat between the Suns and the Bucks, and the Suns are going to win this time because they were up 2-0 last year. I don't know. I'm still not convinced, but they feel like they're on a revenge tour after what happened to them.
Well, let's see what the public has to say. Morgan in California on The Odd Couple with Rob Parker and Andy Furman. Hello, Morgan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Man, Andy, I miss listening to you and Mike North in the morning.
You could call me up any morning you want. Listen to
very
me.
Very nice. Whatever. That's right.
Right.
I have my take on the Suns, but I also want to see if I could just chime in real quick on Harden. I've been marinating this for a while.
Okay, real quick.
Call in.
Go ahead.
All right. So I think the Suns will get around with no sweat, but I do think it's either going to be Memphis or Golden State representing the West. That's my opinion. I don't know. I just don't see it. I think last year's team was better, if you can call me crazy. But real quick on Harden, though, there's a kind of a bug I've been meaning to scratch that nobody's really talking about. And I don't really think, honestly, Harden was ever as great as people make him out to be.
No, he put up some unbelievable numbers.
Yeah,
how do you say that? I'm just for real. Tell me, why do you say he wasn't that great? The numbers spoke for themselves. He's one of the most prolific scorers in the NBA.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, because it's not the NBA Hall of Fame. It's just
Basketball Hall of Fame.
Basketball Hall of Fame.
Will
everybody's
he make the Hall
in.
Of Fame? Well, could be.
Yeah. I mean, he's a top 75 player. Not going to make it in?
I think he will eventually. Yeah, I think it depends what happens the next several years, though. You know, how he's remembered. The next two
Tracy
seasons.
McGrady's in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
I
can I end this conversation there?
Because of when he entered the league, that's why too. His youth.
No, I know, but I'm just saying he couldn't even get out of the first round of the playoffs.
Well, I'm not so certain playoffs is a precursor to getting into the Hall of Fame.
But it does tell you about, like, did you play in meaningful games? That's all I'm saying. I agree that it's not the end-all, be-all. Like, Charles Barkley didn't win a championship.
Right.
But he had big numbers and big moments. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I hear you. All right, we move on. Freddie. Freddie in Houston, H-Town. Freddie, you're on The Odd Couple with Rob Parker and Andy Furman. Hello, Fred.
Hey, what's going on, Rob? How you doing?
Doing great. Well, how are you?
Doing great, man. So I want to touch what you said about that run being Fugazi last year. You know, from Houston, it's kind of personal with Chris Paul. And I wasn't rooting for him because I was like, when you were in Houston, it would have been a bigger, you know, a bigger wall, a bigger accomplishment that you got over the Golden State Warriors when they were ultra elite.
Right.
And then, you know, last year, I was like, man, you really didn't beat anybody because everybody that they played hurt, you know?
Right. I think it was a Fugazi run. Keep them on here because when you look at that, I do believe the Clippers would have went to the NBA Finals if Kawhi was healthy last year. I do believe that.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. So I'm not that high on the Suns.
But you wouldn't be saying this. You wouldn't be criticizing the revenge deal if, in fact, there were no injuries. Is that what you're saying?
What revenge tour are they talking about? They were like they were up 2-0 and lost. Didn't win another five. So what are you saying? Like, revenge means we got beat, and I don't know, somebody cheated us out of it or we didn't deserve that. No, you were up 2-0 and needed to win two more games and lost the next four.
But you wouldn't be upset at all if he didn't say a word and they still got out of it. You'd still be calling him Fugazi, though, without the revenge.
The run was Fugazi to me.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I don't see it as a revenge tour. Like, where's the revenge against?
Yeah, the revenge of what? I'm with you on that. What kind of revenge is it? You got screwed. You got lucky,
right?
And that's the deal. I mean, revenge of what? I mean, no one took anything away from you. You had them. You had them by the gazoonies. You had them by the onions, and you didn't win it. Jeez. All
plain
right, let's go to Memphis.
And simple. Go ahead.
Is that Sudi? Sudi in Memphis. You're on The Odd Couple with Rob Parker and Andy Furman. Hello. What's up?
Yeah, it's Swade, man. Swade.
Swade. What's up, Swade? Okay, he's called the show before.
It was spelled to me Suede, okay?
So Swade.
Oh, man. It's all to the G-ball. We'll get it right.
It's okay.
Swade, what's up, man? How you?
Man, what's going on, Rob? Man, you know, you one of my favorites, man. This all I wanted to say about the revenge tour.
Yes.
It's only a revenge tour if they make it and they play the Bucks. Like, they went through the West, so it's really no revenge on anybody because they beat the West last year.
That's a good point.
And it's only a revenge if they play the Milwaukee again. But I also wanted to chime in on Rob. I love your take on Luka earlier, man. I'm so mad that everybody's trying to make Luka the face of the league. He's a great guy. He's a great player, but he's got to play defense because
he's got to play out to defense.
He's got to get help.
John Morant can score 47 points, and they'll say, "Oh, but who's he going to guard? He has to play defense." Trey Young can score 50 points. Oh, but he has no defense.
Right.
We talked about LeBron when LeBron was going on his 30 points a game. Oh, but his defense is lackluster. Nobody was talking about the coaches need to make adjustments. Defense is an effort, especially individual defense. We were watching the game the other night, and Luka got a foul in the fourth quarter, and they were like, it's his first foul. My wife was like, his first foul? Like, what has he been doing?
Right. Because you're not putting any effort in it.
Because nobody plays defense. Wait a minute. Nobody plays defense. You know who plays defense in the NBA? Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler plays defense.
Yeah,
who
but you
got to
admit, Luka got beat like a drum last night defensively.
He did.
I'm sorry.
I get it. I did. He did. But he
Swade,
needs help.
Man, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for your support for the
Odd Couple. I apologize on the name. I apologize.
It's all good. All right. We're going to switch gears. Andy and I are big baseball guys, and we're going to talk with our man Ben Verlander from FoxSports.com. He joins us next, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now let's welcome in our next guest, Ben Verlander, of course, from FoxSports.com. He's an MLB analyst and host of the Flipping Bats podcast. Ben, what's happening? How are you?
What's up, guys? I'm doing great. I can also add a little clarity into this Kissimmee thing. I played there in spring training. I asked the question. It is Kissimmee.
Kissimmee, not Kissimmee.
Yes, correct.
All right. We got it. Well, let me ask you this, Ben. Let's start here. We know the Angels shut out the Red Sox 8-0 today, but they're in first place, 17-10, 7-3 in their last 10 games. Is there a chance? Do they have enough pitching? We need Ohtani and Trout in the postseason. We do. Baseball needs it.
Yeah, I would say there is a good chance. This team is different. It is different than years past. And I say that because not just because Mike Trout is healthy to this point. The pitching has been way different. Their rotation has been good enough. The back end of the bullpen has been really good. So there is a chance, and I am hoping, along with any baseball fan in the entire world, that we can get a Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani in the playoffs. But it's looking good. They are a really, really good team, and it is different than in years past.
Ben, a milestone. Dusty Baker gets his 2,000th win
as a
manager. Here's the deal, though. No World Series for him. Will that preclude him from getting into the Hall of Fame?
No, I think 2,000 wins is basically an automatic ticket into the Hall of Fame. You know, you look at, there's been 12 in history, and 10 of those 12 are in the Hall of Fame. The only one that isn't is Bruce Bochy, who is a surefire.
Who's going
to
be
in?
Right.
Well, he hasn't waited 5 years yet, maybe.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. So, his 5 years isn't up yet. So I think once you get to that mark, it's surefire no matter what has happened for you. He won one as a player. I think he's in unique territory with his playing career as well. Obviously, I think Joe Torre is like the staple of a great playing career and a great managerial career. Dusty Baker was really good in his own right and won a World Series as a player, and then as a manager has done pretty much everything under the sun besides win a World Series. And I think he's good enough to be in as well, for sure. Whether he gets that World Series this year with the Astros or in the future or not, I think he's a surefire.
He might be the coolest cat that's ever played baseball. Dusty Baker, for people who don't know, first of all, Ben, I love, he still wears wristbands, even as a manager. He's always got that toothpick going, even with the mask on during the pandemic.
Right.
He had
right.
A toothpick in there. He also was on deck when Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run. He's sitting there as Hank Aaron hits this unbelievable home run. And then the last one, he's the one who helped create the high five with Glenn Burke for the Dodgers. I mean, Dusty Baker, what hasn't he done? I mean, I'm
with you, man. We don't talk about him enough in terms of like everything under the sun that this guy has accomplished. I mean, he literally started the high five.
Right.
It's wild.
And he has a wine vineyard. He has his own wine vineyard too.
Exactly. And he was on deck for Hank Aaron. I mean, it's funny. My brother actually pitched yesterday, and post game they were talking to him about Dusty Baker, and he said, "Yeah, actually, the night he got 2,000 wins, I was talking to him saying, "Hey, what are some of the big milestones you've seen? Like you've been around the game for a long time." And he said, "Justin, I'll tell you this. I'm old enough to remember Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's record, and I was there when Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's record.
Yep.
So I've seen it all."
That is incredible. Let me ask you this. Aaron Judge bet on himself, right? He had $213.5 million sitting there. The Yankees made him an offer before the season started. He turned it down. And is he not balling out for the Yankees? They just won 11 in a row. They just got beat the other night by Toronto. They're off tonight. But Aaron Judge, maybe he'll have the last laugh, and maybe he will get a $300 million contract. But he's swinging the bat well right now, Ben.
I love seeing it, man. I love seeing players bet on themselves and not get the money that I think they deserve or they think they deserve before the season, and then they come out and just ball. And, I mean, he had eight homers in his previous 10 games. They really weren't particularly close on the contract. And you look at Aaron Judge, the player, and he's obviously fantastic. I like to look at Aaron Judge as the figure he is. I mean, he's number 99 in pinstripes in the Bronx. Like, he's a figure in New York City, and that's worth something as well. He should be the captain of that team. So the fact they didn't give him his money, I get tired sometimes of teams not wanting to pay players for their production on the field and what they do mean to that franchise. I couldn't be more thrilled for what Aaron Judge has gone out and done so far this year. And I think the Yankees might be biting themselves now because they offered them that money. He turned it down, and I think he's worth more than he even originally wanted at this point. So I'm hopeful he gets his money after this year. And even he said, he goes, I want to be a Yankee, but I think I deserve my money. And whether it's here or elsewhere, I want to get that money. And that price keeps going up and up every single day, I'll tell you that much.
Ben Verlander, Major League Baseball obviously wants to speed the game up. They say the game takes too long, although I think the beauty of baseball is it's no clock. However,
I'm with you, Randy. I'm with you.
The talk right now is they're getting the ball in play. There's less home runs. There's less walks. There's less strikeouts because the ball is, in fact, in play. But have they changed the baseball? That's the rumor going around. What have you heard?
So I do believe that baseball has changed to some degree. I mean, you start looking at the numbers, and there you can't argue it. You look at the years past, the exit velocity paired with the launch angle that we're seeing from players, and, you know, there are balls that aren't getting out this year that have been a home run 100% of the time over the last few years. I mean, you start looking at these numbers, and you can't say that these balls aren't more dead than they have been. And then you start hearing pitchers coming out saying, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but these balls just feel different. You can tell the second you get them in your hand. And there was a pitcher that came out the other day, and he even said, yeah, I had to throw out four different balls. I asked the umpire for a new ball, and every single one that I got was different than the one from before. So I'm not really sure what's going on. It hasn't really been talked about as much. Obviously, Major League Baseball hasn't admitted that anything is going on, but it's pretty clear to me that there is a new baseball and something needs to be done about it one way or the other, because we're seeing historically low batting averages and pitchers having really no feel for the baseball when it's in their hands.
Ben, last thing, we saw in a minor league game, a guy took too long. He stepped out of the box. He didn't get back in, and he was punched out. And they're like, this is coming to Major League Baseball. And I'm like, can you imagine Shohei's out of the box and he gets punched out, you know, by the umpire without taking a swing or getting a third strike pitch? And I'm confused because I'm with Andy. I just don't think that we're – what are we trying to do? Do you want the game to just be 2 hours and whatever the score is and how many innings we play, 2 hours, we just go home? Or do we want to play the game and let it breathe? Who are we trying to pacify? Because when baseball fans go to the park, I expect 3 hours. Ben, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And I don't really understand either. Like, you know, I look at the game of baseball, and like you guys said, there's no clock. That's kind of the beauty of it. And the people that I feel like are complaining about the length of the game aren't the ones that really love baseball in the first place.
Right.
You know, I sit down on Saturday and watch a college football game, and it takes 4 hours. I mean,
thank you.
I don't really understand the talk about shortening baseball games, but it's funny every time I hear somebody talk about the pitch clock. Literally 5 years ago when I was playing professionally, I got called out for standing in the box because of the pitch clock. And every time I hear somebody bring it up, it makes me think about my biggest regret in my career, not getting thrown out of a baseball game with not arguing that more. It is ridiculous. And like you said, you brought up Shohei. I think of those situations as well. The next year comes along and you have Aaron Judge in the box and it's a 3-2 count with the bases loaded. And
right.
We're going to call him out because he didn't get in the box in time. I don't understand it. I'm for the game being as long as it is. It's what, a little over 3 hours now, which is perfectly fine. If you don't
and get
love the
that
game,
guy off second base in the 10th inning, too.
Right.
Get him
off. What are we doing? I don't understand any of this because how many extra inning games are there? There aren't enough. enough to be worried about that. And every once in a while, when I go to a game, Ben and Andy, and the game goes long, and I get up and I leave and I put the radio on and I listen to the rest of the game on my way home. What's the problem?
Yeah. Right.
I will say this. I agree. But the runner on second thing was just implemented again this year because of the shortened spring training and the lockout. They were worried about pitcher health. That's not the plan for the long term.
Okay, good.
Future of baseball.
Good. Okay.
So I do kind of understand that. I wish maybe they would change it after the All-Star game. I wish it wasn't all year. But I'm with you. Like, look, if a game's going into the 20th inning and it's too much for you and your little kid that's falling asleep at the game, then go home.
Go home.
People can sit there and watch it.
Right. No doubt. All right. His name is Ben Verlander. Check out his podcast, Flipping Bats. He, of course, is a FoxSports.com MLB analyst. Ben, always a pleasure, my man. We appreciate you. Thank you.
See you, Ben.
Of course, guys. Appreciate you for having me.
All right. Coming up next, we'll wrap up the Odd Couple and talk a little Jimmy G, football, the 49ers, and more. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Andy Furman, here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a good one. Martin's theme song, no doubt. It's a TV theme song Thursday. We're wrapping one up. Rob Parker and Andy Furman. Andy, I can't believe 3 hours went by. Filling in for Chris Broussard. What a good time. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's right. That's why Discover matches all your cash back when you've earned all your cash back you've earned at the end of the first year. That's right. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. And let's wrap this up with a little football here, Mr. Andy Furman.
Before football, I got a question. Yes. It's been bugging me for days, okay? I want to know why. You probably have the answer. Draymond Green gets fined $25,000 for flipping off the fans, right? Kyrie Irving gets fined $50,000 for doing the same thing. I don't understand. Is there they spin a wheel as to who gets what? Why isn't there a certain fine for a certain action? I don't understand. Why is Draymond gets off $25,000 less than Kyrie?
Yeah, I don't know how they do it or the procedures, but that's a good question.
All right. I try.
All right. So let me ask you about the San Francisco 49ers and Trey Lance. I mean, there's a story out there, Andy, that he just hasn't been impressive. He hasn't impressed the coaching staff, and that's why Jimmy G's still around. That's why, you know, they haven't moved off. And obviously, Jimmy G led them to the NFC Championship game this past year. What do you make of it when you see a young guy that you moved up in the draft to get and you still aren't willing to give him the job? It does say something about him, doesn't it?
It certainly does. But you know as well as I do, why do they want to get rid of Jimmy G? If you have a question as to why a person or a player is going to be moved, you usually fall back. It's about money. Because Jimmy G will give San Francisco a cap hit of almost $27 million this year. The team would save almost $26 million by trading him or releasing him. That's the name of the game. But what hurt the 49ers, he had that shoulder injury, and now he may be dead meat on the trade market. That's the problem. They can't unload him.
Yeah. I mean, it's still, but there were times when you thought that they would just make the move. We've seen it with some younger quarterbacks, and I don't know. If you got the guy, it happened in Green Bay. If Jordan Love was that guy, remember, they moved up to draft him, right, Andy?
Right.
If he was that guy when Aaron Rodgers originally said he wanted out and he didn't want to play there, they would have traded him because they would have said, okay, you know what? We got a guy. We already drafted that quarterback of the future. They could have got a haul for Aaron Rodgers for their franchise, but they knew he wasn't ready.
Of course.
Am I right? Like Jordan Love, he's not.
He may never be ready.
I don't think he's going to play there. I don't. I really don't, unless there's an injury, but I don't see it because it doesn't make sense to hold on to a guy. You drafted that high, you eventually got to pay, and you still have Aaron Rodgers there who just by happenstance has won back-to-back MVPs.
Right. You know, this Trey Lance character, I mean, they say they're not happy with him. The point is, why would you say that now? Because it would make it a lot harder to get a good deal for Jimmy G because other teams are going to say, oh, you know, you got no one to back up Jimmy G, so now we're going to make it rough on you. We want an additional draft pick. We want this. I think it's ridiculous what the 49ers are doing right now. It really is.
Yeah, it is amazing, but we'll see how it plays out. I think because of some of the stuff you talked about and maybe Trey Lance not being that impressive to them, that Jimmy G will probably be the quarterback and they'll ride it out one more year, try to make another run for it. I don't know. Will Trey Lance play at the halfway point or if Jimmy G stumbles or struggles? I'm just not so sure.
You know,
so
we'll see. 49ers, I don't worry as much about them as I do about Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
That's the guy I want to keep.
No doubt. Hey, Andy Furman, before we get out of here, I do want to send a happy birthday message to my buddy Ed's son, Zach, who picked up his first pair of Jordans, pretty nice, some fives. And happy birthday to Zach.
That's my son's birthday, too, today.
Is it? Go ahead. Yeah, my, What's your son's birthday?
Jake. Jake's birthday, too.
Jake, happy birthday, no doubt. All right, Andy Furman, man, we appreciate you so much, my friend. I can't wait to break bread with you in Cincinnati this summer.
Me, too. Thank you so much. My house is yours. You know that.
No doubt. All right, The Odd Couple will be back tomorrow. Make sure you download the podcast, subscribe to it, and make sure you check out Jason Smith and Mike Harmon tonight, following this program right here on Fox Sports Radio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th.
Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.